Hundreds gathered outside the Board of Natural Resources meeting in Olympia this week to demand the board make further commitments to forest conservation. This was the board's first meeting since the state Supreme Court issued a decision on a case brought against it by environmental groups over land management. Peter Goldman is director of the Washington Forest Law Center and lead counsel on the lawsuit.
The Washington State Supreme Court at the end of July issued a landmark ruling that DNR is not required by the state constitution or the federal land grant to maximize the revenues from these forests. That DNR has the ability and the legislature have the ability to decide how these forests are used and managed and how they generate revenue.
However, there's disagreement over what that means. Some public lands are managed for timber sales, which help fund different public institutions. Clallam County Fire Commissioner Greg Bellamy said they use the funding to purchase equipment, but that has declined in recent years. Environmentalists, though, want legacy forests, the ones cut prior to World War II, conserved. And Thurston County Commissioner Ty Menzner called on the department to do just that.
This represents only about 4.5% of the lands managed by DNR in our county. Yet the majority of these acres are scheduled to be cut between 2022 and 2026.
But timber representatives, including Bill Turner of Sierra Pacific Industries, urged the board they have a fiduciary responsibility to harvest timber from the lands they manage. At the end of the meeting, the six-member board approved 9 proposals for timber sales in October, including at least one that activists say contains legacy forest stands. I'm Lauren Gallup.